Let's go right back to the phones here and pick up Lou in Massachusetts. She's got a question about hypothyroid and constipation. Are you there, Lou?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how old a woman are you?
44.
44. Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 145.
Okay, and so how do you know you're hypothyroid?
Oh, because I have this for about 20 years.
Oh, 20?
Actually more than 20, like maybe 24 years.
Okay. Okay, and so you also have an issue with constipation. Okay. So what have you done about your thyroid? Nothing?
Well, I've been taking levothyroxine.
Oh, levothyroxine. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's funny how that is given as a prescription, yet the Journal of the American Medical Association, the one they recommend as their favorite is Armour Thyroid. And certainly levothyroxine would be better than Synthroid. But nevertheless, you've been on that for quite a while. Is the thyroid very, very weak? That's the deal?
Well, yeah, I was told that because I don't absorb iodine.
I see.
The primary. But I was off the Synthroid or the levothyroxine for a while. And I was taking kelp instead. And
okay.
It took me a long time to get, you know, but I was normal. But
okay.
Then I stopped taking it, and then I came back.
Okay, you don't want to stop. My favorite way to get the iodine, though, is from these sea vegetables that are known to be rich in what are called fucoidins. It seems that the fucoidin is a synergist to help the uptake of the iodine. So you may want to try, we have a product called Xeno Detox, and each capsule is, I think, 2 or 3 milligrams of iodine, and usually 1 to 3 caps does the job for somebody at your body size, because this is a live source rather than synthetic, and it has the synergist cofactors and transporters needed for the body to uptake the iodine. I think it'll work way better than kelp. You might give that a try for the hypothyroidism. Now let's talk a little bit about the constipation.
Okay. Well, how many tablets should I take?
I would say at your body size, 2 would be plenty.
Two
at breakfast, yes.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about constipation. Now, is this a long-time thing, too, or is it recent?
Well, I believe, you know, because what I've been reading, when you have hypothyroidism, also you have problems with constipation.
You could.
And I did went to the doctor because I had this sciatic pain that I saw. You know, it was my sciatica was, I guess, acting up. And then the doctor, because I told him, you know, my symptoms, he took a KUV, and he told me that that everything was fine, but I had a pretty good amount of stool from the
trapped.
Ascending, transverse, descending colon, and rectum.
Okay, I'll tell you my favorite therapy in a case like this is the use of salt. And here again, you cannot use the American table salt. This is absolute junk. You need air-dried sea salt. Preferably our pink salt, but if you don't get that, you can go to a supermarket, and you don't need real expensive salt, but if you can buy a Mediterranean air-dried sea salt, a brand called Elisi, and you should be able to buy that. And what I want you to do is start the day with 1 teaspoon of salt in 16 ounces of water, okay? And you're going to mix this up, preferably slightly warm water, especially as the winter months come. And you're going to drink that down before you eat anything. And what should happen is in 15 or 20 minutes, an hour at the most, you'll get a really nice bowel movement. And over a period of a week, 10 days, it should completely clean you out. And then what I would do is once you feel your clock is really cleaned out, say 10 days, 2 weeks, then you could go to every other day, and then finally about 3 times per week. And I think with your condition, I would just stay on that until you're happy that you've got a good functioning thyroid. Then you could see if you could stop the little salt drink in the morning. It will not hurt you in any way, and it will really clean that intestine out, very gentle, and it directly supports the lowered thyroid output. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks for your call, Lou. And give me a buzz after about a month or so and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.